my first tobacco crop. Well, I got about a month, I got a letter from down there enclosing my check. The freight on it was so much, and then the drayage, they had to get it to hired to haul it from the freight depot out to the tobacco market, then the selling charges, and they sent me back a check for 67 cents. that was my first tobacco crop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. After paying all those other expenses, yeah. You see, bought a pretty good price, but
all the middlemen, yeah.
And then we, the tobacco market was open then, so we'd go on, good price. Well, we had anywhere from 3 cents on up to 40, 50 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 cents, some tobacco about 1 cent, but it's too sorry. But anyway, you grew all you wanted to. So we had, at one time, had an acreage of 1 3/4
mm-hmm.
acres. Tobacco, that was our base when it started, that 1 3/4 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it went to cutting us then, went to cutting us. Anybody that had an acre, they left the folks that had an acre, they left them, cut the man on down, they got down to an acre. And then they started cutting again. The man that had a half acre, he got to keep his, and the man that had more, they cut him. So they got us down now to half acre.
Mm-hmm.
We started out with an acre and 3/4.
How many acres is your whole farm?
Well, there's 100 acres in this farm.
Mm-hmm.
80 some odd we farm, my son and myself farm my son's farm, 80 some odd acres in it, and then they have another little farm over here, 30 some odd acres in it all combined. That my son operates all of them.
I see. Around different, what kinds of fences did they used to have around fields when you were a boy?
Old rail fences.
And how were they put together?
Well, back then we had plenty of chestnut timber, and you'd take of course you had to have a saw, so you tree down and get you'd pick out a good chestnut where there weren't any limbs in it, no knots in it. Saw it the length you wanted your rails to be, and you'd take your big maul, and that's before we had steel hammers, had mauls then made out of hickory. Cut them down, make a handle on them, and that was your maul, and you'd take your wages in. Didn't have too many steel wages, wooden wages, dogwood wages, you'd take and spit those rails. And as you get them spit, then the size you wanted, and you'd kind of set them up and let them dry out. They got dried out with chestnuts pretty light, then you'd build your rails, cross them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd cross them and give them, you couldn't build them straight, you had to cross them. So it,
like this, you mean?
Like that, then, yeah. Or two.
What did you have another name for that besides a rail fence, or did you just call it a rail fence?
Oh, I've heard another name, but I don't know. I can't.
We call it either a Virginia fence or a worm fence.
Worm fence. Maybe they call that a worm
snake fence.
And then where it was on between you and another farm would be the line fence. That was a line fence between your property and his property.
Uh-huh.
And then they had another sand part where two farmers couldn't agree on where the line was. They'd put he'd built his fence, another farmer had built his fence, and they call that the Devil's Lane in between.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen one of those in my lifetime where the neighbors couldn't agree where the line was, and each one built his fence and had the Devil's Lane in between.
Uh-huh.